You're listening to the Lux Life Discovered podcast, where we talk with people who are living a lifestyle that reflects their passion, because we believe everyone should be living their best life, their Lux Life. The show is hosted by Rick Steiner with Steiner Event Group, a premier national event planning company, and co-hosted by Shannon Richmond, the vice president of the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce. If you are watching on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the bell to get notifications of future episodes. The show is produced by 30A Media and is broadcast on your favorite podcast outlets, as well as YouTube, Roku TV, Amazon Fire TVs, and other major brand smart TVs.
Hello, I'm Rick Steiner. Welcome to Lux Life Discovered. Our guest today is Haley Boudreaux with Xanadu Supply Company. So, Haley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so tell people what Xanadu actually is.
So Xanadu, by definition, means a dream world. So our brand mission is to inspire and empower people to create their own dream world through the experiences and the products that we create.
Okay, and then what all products do you have? It's all fitness related?
So right now we are fitness and streetwear related, and we are eventually going to expand into other avenues. But yeah, right now we are streetwear and fitness all around.
Okay, good deal. So how did this dream, how did this evolve?
Honestly, I've been through just a lot in my life, to kind of put it in a nutshell. But during those harder times, just kind of thinking about where I would want to be and what my own dream world or Xanadu would look like. And this is what it looks like. So now I just feel like my mission is to inspire and empower people to be able to do the same.
Okay, and for those who don't know, we're going to cover your little background just a little bit with a wreck you were in, and how did that transform your whole life?
Aside from physically, now my spine is made of metal, and I spent about a month in a trauma center. But aside from that, it just kind of really taught me the meaning of resilience, and more so the meaning of being able to block out the noise and do exactly what you know that you're capable of doing, instead of listening to the boundaries and limitations that people will put on you.
Right. And they will do it. And usually, and I've always said this from as long as I can remember saying it, is that your biggest critics will always be those who have never had the guts to step outside their own comfort zone.
Amen. Amen. And truly, I think that experience really just kind of honed in on that life lesson. Just, you know, without a doubt, speaking of, you know, just even the fitness aspect of my business, there were so many doctors and just people in general that definitely said, after the amount of injuries and the spinal fusion, that I would not be able to do certain things. And not only am I doing them now, but doing them with ease. So I just feel like that's a life message, that you can push past boundaries and you can do a lot of things that maybe people say you can't.
Well, that's true. And you are a good example. I wish we had a graph that we could show your hardware in your back.
Because it might make people pass out a little.
That's true. But it is impressive, because they had to do such extensive work when that happened. But they didn't think you'd ever be in the gym at this point, did they?
No, they actually, minimal working out, you know, and physical therapy was kind of what I was, you know, told to do, but definitely not strength training, and definitely not doing anything that I was doing in the past. But not only am I doing that, I'm doing that times 10. So it's not only been a blessing to be able to do that, but I feel like it has healed so many different parts of my life, being able to push past those limits.
Right. And that's also carried over into what you're doing with your company as well, because
exactly,
you're transforming people's lives, not just with, you know, streetwear and gymwear, but you're also helping people transform their lives from the inside out as well.
Amen. That's exactly the mission and the goal itself, for sure.
So what all products do you offer with the gym part of it? Or streetwear?
Well, so I actually got a couple next to me, just in case you were to ask that.
Okay.
So right now I've got things like barbell pads, cable straps, and even a pair of resistance bands. It's going to be our best seller. Comes in the light, medium, and heavy, with this really cute carry bag with our logo and everything.
All right.
And so there's a bunch of different accessories right now that just make your gym life easier, whether it be outfits or accessories.
Okay, and you ship all over the U.S., correct?
We do. We actually ship internationally as well. You can place your order online and we'll ship it out the moment we get it.
All right. Great. Great. So what do you, your best seller has been the bands, or what do you think?
So far, yeah, our best seller right this moment is actually the resistance bands, which is going to be, comes in the set of three. I don't know if you can really see it good on camera, but it comes in the set of three here, and it's a light, medium, and heavy. And it also comes with a carry bag, but you can use it for multiple different workouts. It adds resistance, adds a little bit of difficulty, and just really makes the capability of your workouts go up.
Okay. And then you have models that you work with and influencers to help promote your products?
I do. Actually, that's a thing that I actually just implemented, is bringing on ambassadors. So we did, I always say we, but... I feel like it's a week because I got so many different hats on. But I actually put out a model search, and then we had over 100 people respond back. And of those 100 people right now, I've dwindled it down to 30. Not to say if anybody else is watching out of that 100, not to say you won't be chosen, because you will. But there's a 30 right now that I'm using for brand videos and all types of ads and different events, whether it be pop-up shops or any other event that we put together, so they can have opportunities to advertise for us and opportunities to kind of get their own name out there on different other platforms.
Okay. Of course, we'll have your website up at the end of the podcast, but you're doing pop-up shops. Where are you doing, just locally, or will you go wherever the market demands?
Right now it has been locally. I kind of had to get my feet in the water a little bit with that and get out of my nerves with that. But now I've done quite a few events, and I'm going to actually expand this summer to hopefully doing a couple out of town events. Now that we've got the ambassadors in place, it'll be easier for me to not just be a one man show and popping up at all these different places. So look out for us at gyms or any big event that you can think of.
All right. And where are your ambassadors located? Are they in a particular area of the U.S. or you have to go all over the country?
All over the country, which is also our goal with that, is to get our name out there a little bit everywhere and get the family bigger and bigger. So
you may have to do like a month where you do like just a travel month to go to different cities, different locations, pop-up shops to.
That's the ultimate goal, is to be traveling and then eventually to be able to actually get our ambassadors together all in one place and do wellness retreats and things of that nature. So
what would be your ultimate goal with your company? I know it's already started. You've reached so many goals and milestones that you've accomplished. What would be like the ultimate dream?
I think the ultimate dream is to take the mission further than just online. And I'd like to open not only one, but multiple storefronts in the multiple different avenues of the Xanadu brand. So whether it be beauty bars or gyms themselves or clothing stores, I want it all to be under the Xanadu experience and really provide our customers with that feel and experience in a bunch of different ways and visions.
Okay, good. So, and then you are also back to doing what didn't think would be possible. You're preparing for a competition coming up, right?
Yeah, actually, I guess that's my boyfriend's a little to blame for that.
maybe he had something to do with it. Yeah. Of course, yeah, you know, it's payback for telling him he should do it. That's where you started.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. He kind of turned me on to the whole bodybuilding world. I was already a fitness fanatic, obviously, and personal trainer and all that. But after seeing him compete, then I guess now this summer is about to be my turn. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, and he jumped in big time. He went in the deep end. So, yeah.
Yeah. He jumped in as a rookie and came out with his pro card all in one season. So right. I've got a little bit to live up to if I decide to do it.
Well, great motivation. And he's not going to let you slack up. You know that.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. So if you main motivator right
Yeah, if
there.
You're going to slack, you have to, like, get him out of town or get away from him for a little bit so you can, like, he won't know. Yeah.
Well, that's what I've told him. His last year was his spotlight. And now he just has to be ready for me to take over and his name not to be mentioned.
How well do you think that's going to go?
Well, we'll see about that.
He just can't be mentioned
he's
at
the
home.
Face of every flyer. Yeah. We'll see about that.
Right. Everything that's promoted on that whole event, it's him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, good, good. So now do you have tank tops? You have leggings?
I have tank tops, leggings, sports bras, hoodies. We've got actually some really cute like rib top sets and joggers. Everything that you can name and then some. And we are always, always, always looking and taking any request from our customer line. We like to hear what people want to see and what they don't want to see, even if we don't want to hear it. But that's how we kind of get our
right,
get our curated collections
yeah.
together. So,
well, good. And do you do any like personal customized options for your
I do
clients?
Actually. And so any businesses that are looking to get their logo thrown on anything, I also offer that service as well. Whether it's a keychain, a cup, t-shirt, anything you can think of that you want to promote your business with, I can also offer a printing service for that. So that's the other half of the business as well.
Okay. And you also do some neat mugs and tumblers that you can do as well.
I do custom tumblers. We can throw pictures and names on any item you can think of too. So I love to customize and really bring to life somebody's artistic vision for an item.
All right, good, good. So how has Emmanuel played a big part in who's your boyfriend? How has he played a big part in what you're doing?
Honestly, just he as well has been somebody in his own life that has pushed past limitations and boundaries. So I think just us kind of bringing that knowledge and same vision together. Now he's pushed me to have the confidence to be able to even do things like this and sit on a podcast. And, you know, he knows me to, I'm more of a hermit and like to kind of keep to myself and work, work, work. So I think his social side is definitely a benefit for me.
Yeah. Well, and that helps. And you kind of blend your two personalities and it makes it really well. Yeah.
Amen. Well, he gets my smarts and I get his talking.
There you go. But of course, if you're around him, you think he's really quiet. But
until we get home.
Yeah. So what do you think the greatest message is that you would have to other ladies that want to compete, who are maybe going through different adversities in their life, think they can't do it, or they're past their point of being able to do it? What is your philosophy on that?
You know, I just think no matter where you are in life, I think the most important thing to truly, truly remember is that you can do anything. You can be anything. You can do anything. It doesn't matter if you failed a million times. There's always tomorrow and you can always get back up and completely rewrite your story. So it doesn't matter, like I said, what name you feel like you've created for yourself up until this point. There is always a redo button and you can always still make whatever life you want to happen. So just wake up and push it all aside. Don't listen to the noise and make it happen for yourself.
That's true. That's good points. Yeah. So with your company, at what point when you were starting this, did it click that, oh my gosh, this is legit? I mean, not that you didn't think it was, you know what I'm saying though?
I think honestly, I think the first mission was to create my own dream world, whatever that meant. And then the mission became so much more clear in the sense of it was less about creating my dream world, but more about inspiring and empowering other people to know that they can also do that for themselves. And so I think that the mission kind of changed, but has become more powerful.
Right. That's a good point too. And it's fun when you do things, you have your vision of what you want to accomplish, but then you learn and grow and
it just grows into something so different. Like everybody, when I first started, would always say, you know, your business is your baby. And I understood that to a certain extent, but now it grows like a human into just different forms and personalities. And at first, truly, it was an only customization business where I made custom items for businesses and, you know, kind of did things here and there, but I didn't understand what it meant to create a full brand and what the legwork was behind that. And so I also didn't understand where it would take me 3-4 years from then. And now it's just kind of grown into what it is now, which is so different from day one.
So looking back to when you first started to where you are now, would you have been scared to death to think, oh my gosh?
Or yeah.
Because the way I want to approach so many things, it's like I just go into it. And then later it's like, God, if I'd ever really thought about this, I'd have been freaked out and scared to do it. You know,
but sometimes, yeah, sometimes still I'll sit in my office or just look at products. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes I'll just cry and just think, wow, it is so crazy to think that really you can dream up something and then have it sitting right in front of you.
Yeah.
And just, you know, that reality is such a cool thing.
Right, right. It's such a good reward for what you knew could happen. And then when you see it happening, it's not that you ever doubted it. It's just it's a whole different.
The visual is a totally different feeling. Exactly.
Definitely. So what are your immediate plans with the company? I know you've got the long-term goals, but.
Yeah, immediate plans would be, first, we are actually looking at a storefront to do a streetwear and fitness style boutique. And top secret, me and Emmanuel might be looking at a couple options for some training facilities, but
okay,
we're gonna really push for that, and maybe it'll all be under one roof.
I was gonna say it'd be nice to have it all together. Yeah,
that's exactly what I said. And so and
what's gonna happen is he's gonna want to start his own brand.
I'm just making him part of the Xanadu family. So
there you go. Just incorporate it all together. Yeah,
there Tommy can be my assistant.
That's right. That's going to go over well. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But assistant, my head of security.
Yeah, true. Because he could do that for sure. He's a great bouncer for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people definitely scurry when he walks through.
Well, yeah, I guess so. So, oh my goodness, I lost my train of thought. The streetwear. So now, is a streetwear, are you considering the joggers and all that part of your streetwear, or?
You know, those are kind of what I like to call my hybrids. You know, you can wear those into the gym, out of the gym. And I've also seen people throw a pair of heels on with them and wear them for a night out. So that's another great thing. And part of my mission with all of my collection is to make it so versatile that you can mix and match and don't feel the need to only wear it one time with one outfit.
Right. Change it up, dress it up, dress it down.
Another cool part of it has been also the creation process. I've not been to business school, and I also have not been to fashion design school, but teaching myself all of this and learning how to create a product from step one until, like I said, it's right in front of your face has been a crazy adventure, but a really, really cool adventure too.
So you've also had to experience the whole process of buying from different countries, buying from different businesses, and then incorporating it together.
Let me show you this product here. All of them, I've had to myself find actually what it even meant to have a manufacturer or what it meant to have a supplier, and actually watched YouTube videos until no end to
figure all this out. Yeah.
And, you know, amen, you can learn anything. And so then for certain products, even like our bodysuit here, I started out with just a drawing with pencil on paper and sent it to a couple different manufacturers, figured out which one is the best one. And from overseas, they completely curated my product. And now we have it available in the store.
All right. So how did you even know to do that part? Like, how did you know where to send it? Because I mean, that's a big step, because you're trusting someone else to bring your vision to life.
And truly, from YouTube videos, I'm known, and Emmanuel can tell you too, but especially a few years ago, I spent countless just nights on nights on nights just drowning myself in every bit of information that I could find. It was like, just reality TV. I was like watching all this stuff on how to create this, and I'd have another idea, and I'd watch another video. And finally, all of it just started making more sense to me in a doable aspect. And so I reached out to a manufacturer first, and then even had to watch a YouTube video on how to correctly communicate with those people and how to, you know, put certain lingo in there to make sure you're getting a good deal and all these kind of things. And so just over time, I learned to trust myself really more than anything, because at any given moment, I definitely and still do have that I don't know if this is right type of feeling, you know. And so it's just really about trusting yourself and just going for it. And so, I mean, pulling that trigger sometimes is a good thing.
True. So what was your biggest fear going into this? And then your biggest reward?
My biggest fear was that everybody was going to laugh and walk away, you know, type of thing. And, but then I feel like, you know, with all the other stuff I've just been through life, I had to remind myself, like, that's the least of your worries. Sure. You know, if you believe something so wholeheartedly, then other people will too. So just continue in your mission. And now I just want and know that all the pressure's on me to get it to where I know it can go. So just continuing that push is the main thing right now.
Well, you've done well, because it's still going, it's going strong. And it's awesome that you're adding your ambassador program, because that's a huge step. And that's going to be such a great promotion for every aspect of your business. So
thank you.
All right. Then what's your biggest reward to date? I know we've got a lot of things that will come up that will be better and more rewarding, but so far.
I think my biggest reward was actually, and has been, when I did the initial model search for the ambassador program, on the application, they had to put why they were applying. And not only seeing hundreds of applications come in general was like flooring to me, that something I created, this many people wanted to be a part of, but then to flip it and read the actual questionnaire part of it, and to read what people viewed me as, and that their inspiration for wanting to join the brand was through me or through something that my brand had done for their life, which is the entire goal. So just being able to read those and like actually verify that what I'm doing is working in a sense,
right,
was just
so,
it was just such a cool confirmation to see that in writing.
Well, it would be. Yeah. And that also challenges you and motivates you even more. So
amen. Yeah. Exactly. Every time I see stuff like that, it turns you completely away from the burnout, you know, thoughts, and just motivates you like no other to create more and more for these people that have been following you since day one.
Right. So are you all geared toward women right now, right?
So I've got all of my joggers are unisex stuff. All of my hoodies and stuff are unisex stuff. We are about to, this summer, another secret drop, I guess I'll reveal on here, is that my men's stuff will be available this summer. So we're going to hopefully be expanding fully into kids and men's really, really soon.
So the model search was mainly for women at this point. So you'll do a male model search.
I did have a lot of male applicants, but just none have reached the public yet. So
So a lot of surprises ahead. So that's good.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, good. So we're going to put your information up for your website and your email address. So tell people how to contact you. And
all right, you guys can go to XanaduSupply.com. That's our full website. Also, the brand ambassador application is on there on the left tab. You can click on it, fill that out, and send it right over. Then you've got the email. If you guys have any design requests or don't see anything on the site that is in your size or is out of stock, send an email right over and we'll get that fixed for you. Also, there's our Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram, same name on Facebook as well. And we do a bunch of giveaways and fun things through our social media. So just follow us on all those as well.
So tell us about some of the giveaways. What should they look forward to on that?
So even last week, I actually just did a $25 gift card giveaway just for commenting under one of our new photos of our brand ambassadors. And I'll do stuff, you know, like win a gift card or win a product for doing X, Y, and Z things. So they can always differ. And I like to keep people on their toes with the giveaways.
There you go. Keep that interest peaked at all times.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, good. Well, Haley, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
And, thank you so much.
I'll just go ahead and tell everybody you're my niece, so I'm a little partial.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, but thank you for being on. And we'll definitely going to be following your company for a long time, and can't wait to see what comes from the ambassador program and also the new launches you have coming up. It's going to be exciting.
Amen. So, I can't wait to see where it goes as well. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And that concludes our episode of Lux Life Discovered today. And thank you for joining us.
Check out Lux Life Discovered on Facebook and Instagram and on 30A.tv. See you next time on Lux Life Discovered.